We step inside, staring up at the plastic ice cubes above our heads which appear half-melted together.
It'll be a lot of work,
I reason, making my way deeper into the freezer. The room becomes more narrow with each step, pushing us closer together.
I'm sure you'll rise to the challenge just like you did this afternoon by the pool. Not many people can handle a rock, paper, scissors tournament with such grace.
You let me win, I reply, remembering the way his hand slowed as I landed the winning blow.
Did I?
The room narrows again, and Julian ducks down, lifting an arm over my head to lean towards me. You hesitated.
What can I say? I was distracted.
Our torsos touch, each breath a reminder of his proximity as his toned abs press against me. We're so close I can feel his heart beating against my own.
I mean, how is a guy supposed to concentrate on the tactical strategies of rock, paper, scissors when he's staring at you? And in a bathing suit, nonetheless.
Sure, I croak, a static sensation building at the back of my throat as his eyes rake over my body. I want him to kiss me, to touch me, to break the tension tightening between us like a knot. If I want him, I'm going to have to be the one to make the first move. I gather my courage, ready to close the distance, when a gust of warm air hits us from the door as two giggling children push past us from the other side. With no recognition of the moment they just intruded on, they make their way through the freezer, jumping up to smack the LED screen, triggering a machine to emit a burst of icy mist above us. But even with the blast of cold air, my body is still on fire.